Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in a loop on Sports Radio 610. I got to admit, though, did not anticipate it being this hot. At the Astros' doorstep for sending Mauricio Dubon to the Braves. And for some people, it's the return. Nick Allen coming back. He feels like he's like 70% of Mauricio Dubon for a significantly less price. But I don't know how much of it is like the actual return, how much of it is just the fan favorite nature of Mauricio Dubon. People, you know, when you have that attachment to a player like that, I know some of it is the versatility that you lose, particularly in the outfield, but all of it feels like a lot.
Still. You know what? A lot of it is not just the HEB commercials. It's like you feel like you have a relationship with Dubon, and that's what it comes down to. Just the emotion. You know, one of the most popular, and I liked it too, things that he did is whenever Jordan hit a home run, and he just look at the camera and like shake his head in amazement, just kind of like that was awesome. And people just connect. You know, it was emotional. It's an emotional connection.
YouTube, it's what we got in return for him. I do wonder how much of that, though, is everybody's utility guy is very special to them until you get, and then it's like, oh, well, this is another utility guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's more of a fan favorite type deal, too.
I think it's more emotional than most, let's face it, most Astros fans aren't going to tell you, aren't going to care a whole lot about, well, his OPS is this, and he plays infield versus all the positions that. They're just like, oh no, not Mauricio Dubon.
And he was there for the good moments and all
absolutely.
That stuff.
It's
always gonna hurt, especially if you don't get nothing back. Mm-hmm. That kind of add to it.
Mm-hmm. I still think you got something back. It's just not exactly in the way that you wanted. I get it. We're not gonna
let me save you that bridge over there, then, man.
It's all yours. I'm not trying to make it seem like they absolutely came out with a haul. Mm-hmm. But anyways, We're not changing people's minds on this, I don't think. So we will move this along. However, I do wonder, are people having that same feeling? Seeing a Texans legend, dare I say, John Lopez.
Hey, you can dare.
You're not supposed to encourage it. Matthew Wright was released yesterday.
Matthew Wright.
Mere days after getting a game
what
ball
are they
for
doing,
securing
man?
A victory versus the Tennessee Titans.
Dude was clutch, man.
He was. But, of course, Kyemi Fairbairn is back in this game that you'll see tonight, so that was understood. He is out in order to make room for Damone Clark, who they pick up off waivers. The linebacker that was previously with the Cowboys joins. Do you have any real care about these pairs of transactions? Which one do you care about more?
Well, I mean, care, you know, not a lot. But, you know, they're obviously you had to get rid of Matthew Wright, and you're bolstering the linebacker core. So there's nothing wrong with it, but you're not going to be expected to see, you know, big things right away.
Yeah, I have a little bit of experience with Damone Clark. He's a, you know, nice, versatile player, kind of can move a little bit. But still, that's also you also have to look sideways at a linebacker that the Cowboys were willing to move on from in a time where their defense was really bad, and they went and signed like a Logan Wilson, who was released from the Bengals, a bad defense, a Logan Wilson who was a veteran, but also you can see the decline in. So I will be interested to see what Damone Clark actually can provide. And, you know, he probably ends up coming in being like a special teams type addition or something to that effect. Obviously not going to matter in a big way. Does this matter in a big way? As we're getting news that comes down from Ian Rappaport all of 2 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I will read it verbatim. Quote, sources. Texans running back Joe Mixon is not expected to play this season as he deals with a foot injury from the offseason.
No kid.
Mixon likely remains on the physically unable to perform list through the season. Meanwhile, Houston moves forward with Nick Chubb and Woody Marks. So this is like this is the most official thing that we've gotten. I know that earlier this week we had Nick Caserio on Payne and Pendergast on these airwaves basically say something that felt similar but was not absolute. That's Ian Rappaport. Still not in an entirely absolute, but the idea that the Texans don't expect him to play is the reporting that a source has given him.
Well, yes, you're right. I mean, this is the most official that we can, but you immediately kind of spin it forward, don't you? Like, is he going to play again?
I have no idea.
Is he
going to
play again for the Texans?
That was one of the things I was hoping is, again, I've been in this place where this is what I assume.
Do you want him to play again?
Those are great questions, John Lopez, and I would love to tell you that I am settled in my response in either of them. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. That was one of the things, like I'm saying, I was hoping to see in one of these reports because I've been in this place emotionally that I don't think he was going to play this year, but I was hoping that at some point the reports would be like, all right, well, now it seems like he will not play and the Texans blank, right? Whether and the Texans are expecting him to return for the next season or and the Texans might look to move on from it or whatever.
Right.
I don't get a sense of where they are with that. If I would had to guess, like the way that they have held out hope seems like they will return to the Joe Mixon experience. How old is Joe Mixon at this point?
He will be 30 next year.
He'll be 30, which isn't as old as I was. For some reason, I thought he'd be 31.
But his ninth NFL season. And, well, actually, technically 10th. He didn't play today.
And he's had a lot of carries on him. He still looked fantastic last year, even with a pretty heavy workload. The question then becomes, like, how valuable would that be? But I think that the news of the moment is that he's not expected to play per Rappaport, and that comes to him per a source. I think that I was in that place, and we were probably leaning there anyway.
Let's go on the record here. Will he play again for the Houston Texans is the first question. Second part, do you want him to play again for the Houston Texans?
I'll guess yes on the play again for the Houston Texans. Although, it is worth noting, that is the offseason where it is likely that you pay a quarterback.
And get another young running back.
And it's very possible you could get another running back.
That's the only way I would be down with him coming back. Come back on a, you know, I don't want to say lesser deal or anything. I don't know what his contract looking like, but they got to take the running back position serious, man. I don't want to just use him as a workhorse.
Because it also can't be, all right, well, we're just expecting another year of Chubb or whatever. Like, they're still going to have to address this in a particular way.
I'm going to say he will not play again for the Houston Texans. Do I want him to? Kind of like Figgy, kind of. I want to see what the running back, young running backs look like behind him, you know?
Yeah, otherwise you could be dealing with a situation like now. Just a older running back that, you know, maybe he's on the other side of the fence.
So he only had 119 carries in 2020 because he only played six games. He got hurt. But in the other five seasons since 2019, these are his carries. Just not anything, just his carries. 278, 292, 210 in 14 games, 257, 245. That's a lot of tread wearing off.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tread wearing off.
And, I mean, one of the things that we can take into account there, though, is that you've had, in both places that he's played, both Cincinnati and here, you have had lessening of the things that are afforded to him as a running back. And I speak to run blocking. Right? Yeah. Both of those teams have had less than stellar instances there. It feels like one of the things that is incumbent upon my answer, if I get to that maybe on the second question, whether I want him to be back, is at what cost?
Yeah.
Right? And I think that the question that I then have is, it probably would need to be with a pay cut. Do you think that he has enjoyed Houston enough to where he would be willing to do that, or that he would look around and say that this is probably the best place for me and he would be willing to do that? Or do you think that he might put up a fight in that regard?
I think he might be willing to do that. Again, I think what the room looks like, what his role is going to be, how he's feeling, you know, obviously another lower. That's the other thing about all those carries that he's had over the last 6 years. He's got leg injuries. I mean, he's got lower body injuries. So depends on the role.
Yeah, that's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also a great point. It's like, what is the injury that he's coming back from? Because we also have zero idea what's happening with him, and it's been a long recovery process. Is that going to linger? To be fair, if you just take it from that perspective of missing an entire season, a lot of carries, money's big, the answer probably leans towards no.
Yeah, I would guess no.
But you got to give him his love. He absolutely was incredibly vital to you last year. And I don't, you don't make the playoffs last year without Joe Mixon.
No, God, no. Like you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, it is so far away from that. All right. Speaking of other injury, or actually before I get there, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming now, Figgy Fig's favorite program on Paramount Plus, Landman, which is from Taylor Sheridan, who is the co-creator of Yellowstone. It also has Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. It's got Academy Award nominees, Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott. It is a fantastic show from the fellas on the show that are telling me. And so you need to go and catch the new season, which is streaming now only on Paramount Plus. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails. Not to you.
Oh, I thought I could leave.
One, Brandon Cooks. No, you got more time, baby. You got more time. Brandon Cooks been released by the Saints after he asked for a release. And the question I have is, where are you going, Bubba?
Where is he going?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, at this point in his career, Brandon Cooks has done this a number of times, including here, where he just did. He could not be a part of another rebuild. And look at him. I mean, he's there with the Saints. Do you think it's a similar thing
that's
going on here?
He's been with nothing but rebuild. Since that quote.
I mean, he was with the Cowboys when it was kind of shaky. He ends up with the Saints this year, which I imagine had to feel like hell for him, even though it's a place that he is returning back to. He's just been everywhere in the league. I don't know what he expects now.
And that was the old mutual agreed upon, right? Basically, he demanded his way out. And I've seen a couple of things like Brandon Cooks landing spots. Hell, throw a dart, man. Just throw a dart at the board.
Well, I'm trying to think. What are the places that are so desperate for a wide receiver?
Hell, I would look at Buffalo at this point, man.
Buffalo's like, whether a possibility.
But how different is Brandon Cooks at this point in his career than – and I was like, how disrespectful do I want to get? Because they do have – pretty bereft.
Yeah, you talk about something else now, man. I'm just thinking about just some who need a receiver, some type of. I don't even know if he reliable.
Does a contender even want him? Because I was thinking New England.
New England actually has has an interesting wide receiving core that I think they like. If I'm looking at New England, the thing I'm trying to fix isn't necessarily the wide receiving core.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Would a contender like, hey, safety, you know, safety net kind of thing, you know, who knows.
Yeah.
I hope whatever he's looking for, he finds. But man, I have doubt that it comes for him. Somebody said when things get tough, Cooks wants out. Interesting pattern. I don't even know if that fully fits. It just seemingly he isn't happy with the places that he's been.
Yeah. I think he sees himself as what he used to be and refuses to think otherwise.
Yeah, and I think they were trying to trade him at the trade deadline at one point. I think some stuff probably fell through.
Yeah.
And now he's just like, hey, just release me.
And to be fair, who amongst us hasn't been in that position where we're like, I don't know that I want to accept my current reality. I would like to think I would like to live in the reality of your, you know, I would like
do
to
do it every day.
All right. We continue around the NFL where there's a number of quarterbacks trying to see if they will play this week. One of those being Lamar Jackson, who missed practice again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a team in the Ravens that is also 5-5, just like where the Texans are. They're trying to vie for, at this point, maybe, I think they could still probably win that division, but at least just getting themselves in the playoffs. I don't know if he plays this week. Mm-hmm. Maybe he still does. I think the big thing for me is, if he is still nursing this hamstring injury that he has, he is less of a Lamar Jackson to run, and I think that that hurts their entire program.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is crucial for them. You know, they've already taken it, you know, the step back with the injuries they had, and now you got no Lamar Jackson, and you are where you are.
And he didn't look good his last game
right
at all.
Yeah. I need to go back and check this, but I was looking at a statistic this just earlier today. Actually, there it is right in front. Design runs per game for Lamar Jackson. Highest in his 2019 second year at about nine runs a game.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the years after that. 2020 was 7.5. 2021 was 7 thereabouts. 2022, 7 thereabouts. 23, 5. Remember, that was the season that they go out in the playoffs, and it's like, run the damn ball, dude. Why are you trying to prove that you're a pocket guy?
Yeah.
It ticks back up last year to about 6 runs per game. This year, 3.5.
Hmm.
And that's only going to get worse with him dealing nursing a hamstring injury. I think that that is a big part of this. He's a fantastic passer, especially down the field. His running ability is something that is absolutely going to change the game in any game that they're in.
That's what made him MVP.
If he's not running,
yeah,
I think that that hurts Derrick Henry's viability because, yes, teams have to account for him. But if you know that the statistics are pointing to the idea that he's not doing it as much, you can load up.
Yeah.
And, you know, just generally that changes that you're – our team's going to keep guarding 11 as opposed to trying to account for 10.
Yeah.
I think that this changes their dynamic.
So even if he comes back, you know, somewhat banged up and not running the ball, I think they're in a bind right now.
Yeah. In addition to that, and we talk about quarterbacks with some level of injury, Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it is very clear that or through the, you know, imaging that they've done, that he does not need surgery for that wrist injury that he had. Aaron Rodgers also with the team that that Ravens team is trying to chase, and another team that could possibly be in that wild cards consideration depending on how things bounce. He has set himself some criteria for playing in this game. He said that it feels better than it did on Sunday. He's thankful to get out there. He's going to test his wrist out today and then see if he can go and play.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. Right?
You think it's a Mason Rudolph game this week?
Yeah, it's a Mason. They already put him up in front of the media and everything else. I think that's just trying to keep them guessing a little bit.
And so you,
that's good for Baltimore, man.
Yes, that's the thing is that, but that might cancel those two out.
Mm-hmm.
A dude who is definitely not playing quarterback this weekend or any other weekends in the rest of this year is Michael Penix Jr. Officially ruled out for the rest of the season with that ACL. He had a surgery. Drake London also out as they play the Saints, funny enough. But it's a partially torn ACL, so he's going to need surgery. That's 9 months of recovery time for the Falcons. And so that takes you to August, which means they're going to have to account for that quarterback situation again, even if they believe that he comes back. This is turning out to be a terrible pick, right?
Well, they not just a terrible pick, a terrible decisions at quarterback.
Yeah, that was a terrible offseason, man.
Kirk Cousins and then Penix, and then we all remember the draft scene. And now, are they going to draft a quarterback this year?
I don't know that they draft, but you've got to get someone. Yeah. You've got to get someone who's like a stopgap type quarterback.
Yeah.
To be there just in case he can't go. And mind you, he's had 12 starts and 4 wins. You know, I don't subscribe to wins, quarterback wins. However, at 26 years old, next year he's had 3 ACL surgeries on top
of
a number of other injuries.
Week,
right, with the shoulder injury and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk to you about that 2024 draft where they take Michael Penix Jr. 8 when they already have Kirk Cousins on a big deal. They needed wide receiver. Well, actually, they needed edge rusher more than anything. Cornerback, defensive line, and wide receiver. Roma Dunze goes 9. Laiatu Latu goes 15. Byron Murphy on the interior of the defensive line goes 16. Jared Verse goes 19. There's a lot of other names that you can mention. And they went with the quarterback that has had a lot of injuries, hasn't looked good, and has
9?
Added more.
Was
8. He went 8.
Yeah,
number 8.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That is a rough look.
Really rough. And then both the quarterbacks you got that offseason and that draft, they both struggling with injuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nasty. Very, very nasty for the Falcons. So, yeah, happy best of luck to y'all. That's one of those teams that I wish was in the AFC. Just I would love to have the Falcons where you go. It's really 14 teams.
We got we got the Falcons.
That's fine. And remember, the Falcons did trade away their 2026 first round pick.
Yeah,
I completely forgot because they traded up for the edge rusher, right?
Yep.
Oh, what a terrible. Like, yeah. I don't know. I do know. there are people are in weird places with Nick Caserio right now, and I think there's very clear justification for it. You're not feeling like the Atlanta Falcons, though, are you?
No, no.
The one thing I think the one thing you could say about Nick Caserio, he's not reckless.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like the Atlanta Falcons is super reckless with their picks
you
and all that.
You can't get more reckless than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we mentioned this earlier, but I do want to put this because obviously Thursday Night Football, the Bills are in town for that game. And Cover One's Eric Turner reported that the Buffalo Bills' second-year wide receiver Keon Coleman is expected to be benched for this game again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one fewer.
Is it that bad?
It's got to be.
Dude, man, he's got to be all sorts of knucklehead at this point.
It's two in a row.
Man.
And they need receivers, man.
Yeah. Badly.
Like, desperately.
Man. He's one of those dudes that he had some tough times last year a little bit, but he also still is a talented guy, if nothing else, right?
Yeah. I mean, people were talking about him, you know, maybe the best receiver coming in and all this other stuff. His great year with Florida State.
And he hasn't lived up to that, to be fair, but he's still a talented wide receiver that they could use. And they are willingly coming to this game against a defense that they know is really good. They're like, hey, sit down, big dog.
Not even a half
healthy
or a quarter.
Scratch.
He's got to be all sorts of knucklehead.
Man,
he's got to be all sorts of knucklehead.
Making C.D. Lamb look like an angel, man.
I feel like George Pickens is one.
George Pickens says,
I think
C.D.
Lamb. C.D. Lamb is the kid that the teacher goes, you're better than this. Don't let him take you down a bad path.
Why are you hanging out with that George fellow?
Don't hang out with
that brother
kid.
Was puking in a casino.
Not even allegedly.
7 a.m. Don't forget that part. Don't forget that part.
Still balled out a little bit, though.
Yeah.
There you go. It's Davis Mills to the Falcons next year. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. It could be.
Do they get the reverse Schaub? Could Davis Mills be the reverse Schaub?
Yeah, Schaub came from Atlanta.
That's what I'm saying. Could that be the case?
Could be.
Yeah.
Their next quarterback ends up being the backup from over here. That'd be wild. I talked myself into something I didn't think about. All right. That is Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, yesterday, a big day. Today's still a big day for the Texans. We'll talk more about that as we go. But yesterday, a really big test for the Rockets that they haven't had one necessarily in the same vein since early on in the season. They answered the call. And I feel like Lopez has an idea on who he felt like it was biggest for. Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.